This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
So welcome everyone from around the world and to our communication training call for today. So very happy to be here with all of you. So welcome, welcome, welcome from around the world. So let us first begin with love, peace, and harmony. So let us all sit up straight, left hand over the message center, right hand prayer position. So we ask, dear the source, dear all humanity, dear oneling, all countless souls, please join us, be with us, to join hearts and souls together to spread love, peace, and harmony. To gather as many people from around the world to receive Master Sha's teachings, his love and light. We cannot thank you enough. We're so honored and appreciative. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let us begin in soul language and in English. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li. Lula, li, lula. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. One more time. Lula, lula, li. Lula, lula, la, li. Lula, lula, li, lula. Lula, li. Lula, lula. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. And now silently, use your heart to chant. Fill your heart with love and light. Slowly open your heart. say thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. We cannot thank you enough. Love you, love you, love you. And please continue all the Heavens team stay with us to guide us, to improve our communication with humanity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. Okay. So welcome, everyone. So this is Master Francisco. So welcome, welcome, everyone. We're very happy, delighted to be here with all of you as we prepare ourselves. Many of us will be in Hawaii very, very soon to see each other, to be with each other, but also to meet many new people from around the world and many new people who this will be the very first time that they meet our most beloved teacher, Master Sha. So we thought that this would be a great opportunity for us to remind ourselves to how we can improve our communication when we are presenting ourselves to the public and to new people, because we want everyone to have a great experience when they meet our beloved teacher, but also ourselves, how we communicate. Because the better that we communicate, the more simple language that connects to people, that relates to people, then we're also going to become better servants. We're also going to be able to spread our services in a more powerful way. So I'm going to first check to see if our most beloved Bao Yin Shui coordinator for the mission, Master Marilyn Tam, is on. Master Marilyn, are you with us?
Yes, thank you, Master Francisco.
Welcome, welcome, Master Marilyn. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Great to be here. Did you want me to speak now, Master Francisco?
Yes, go ahead, Master Marilyn.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's a joy to be able to connect with all of you right before our big event with Master Sha. It's been some months since we had the opportunity to be with him. And also, this is going to be a great opportunity for us to introduce many new people who may not know anything about Master Sha. We have events that are designed really to share Master Sha with a bigger audience that he so well deserves. In the calligraphy exhibitions that we're going to have in the Four Seasons, and then into the workshop that's following. So there's many opportunities for us to, as Master Francisco say, really reconsider and be more aware of how we're representing the teachings, how we represent ourselves, and how we represent Master Sha's teachings, of course, Master Sha. Because I don't know about you, but I remember when I first joined the whole organization 4.5 years ago almost now, and I used to listen, and I was puzzled by some of the words we use and also some of the claims and different things that were said. And it made a lot of questions in my mind and some things that really brought up judgment of why are they speaking this way? What does this mean? I'm not sure this is aligned with my beliefs. A lot of items that to us now who have been in it for a while seem so normal and natural could be quite off-putting and taken negatively by outside people. So here we have a chance to meet with a lot of new people, a chance to introduce all this wonderful, powerful teachings and benefits to many more people, to spread love, peace, harmony to so many more places. So it's up to us to be more aware of how are we representing ourselves, how are we representing the teachings, how are we representing Master Sha, and how can we be more engaging and be more an example of what we are sharing. Because a lot of times, if we are too anxious or too adamant, makes people feel like, why are they pushing so hard? There must be something wrong here. So I'm so glad that Master Francisco and the Bao Yuan Shouyi team got together and talked about how we can truly be more aware before we speak and act and be the shining example of what one would achieve and receive if they truly believed in and use the tools that are available with and from Master Sha. Master Cynthia and I sent out an email a couple of weeks ago with to the Master Teachers about the Dao Chang Manual, because in the Dao Chang Manual we shared about the different levels of communication that is possible and what words are very charged, because I have been very blessed to be able to go out with some of the different teachers from the different centers to work with the different new audiences. I've also gone out myself to present to people who have never heard of Master Sha in business groups, in large nonprofits, and I've seen the triggers. And so here we have an opportunity using the Dao Chang Manual's language and presentation, as well as all the new things that Master Francisco and the team are going to share with you today, so that we can all learn how best to represent what we know is the tremendous value, tremendous asset, tools, teachings, and the rewards that come from using what we've learned. And so I will pause now, because truthfully, this is about you. This is about you showing up so that you can be a good example of what people can if they follow or they just do the tool. So the tools are not religious, and that's something we have very careful about. A lot of times we run into people who either have their own strong spiritual belief, or they do not have a spiritual belief and they do not want to be preached to in a spiritual way. So for us to pause and think, is what I'm going to say going to trigger people in their belief systems? Is this going to be something that I'm making a judgment when I say this to somebody else? And come from our heart and coming from where they are, not where we want them to go, not making judgments about where they are now, but just welcoming them from where they are at this moment. And so Master Francisco and the team will give you more specific details. I'm just here to say thank you to every one of you for how all that you've done for the organization, for spreading Master Sha's teachings and tools to help more people, and for spreading love, peace, and harmony. Because truthfully, that's why we're all here, to be able to live in love, peace, and harmony. So I'll pause and turn it back to Master Francisco, and thank you all for being here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, most of you anyway, if not physically, but at least on webcast, very shortly. Thank you so much. Love you all. Thank you, Master Francisco.
Thank you, Master Marilyn. Thank you for your leadership. We cannot thank you enough. Okay, so now, someone that is used to communicating with the public and making sure that our language is in a way that will connect to people, is our most beloved Master Faruzan from our marketing team, from our Global Jing team. So let us hear a few words from our most beloved Master Faruzan. Master Faruzan? Okay, so... I believe she's still not with us, so since she had another meeting to be with, so we'll reconnect with her shortly. So I will go next on for some few key points. Over the years, these are the words that I have found that we're slowly beginning to use less of. It's not that we don't use them, but we're now beginning to transform this language. So here are some words that just be cautious about when you use them and how you use them. It's not that we cannot use them, but be aware who the audience is. From my own experience, the most important thing to be aware of is who's in front of you. Who are they? What is their background? Is it a group of advanced students? Is it a group of very new people? Is it a group that's maybe mixed? So if you are aware who your audience is, it can help to guide your language and your communication. So here are some words that I wrote down that I have found over the years. Either you have to be careful when you use it, how you use it, or maybe we don't even use it correctly. So I'll give you one example. It's actually the word mission. Many of our students say, are you in the mission? Are you in the mission? Or just, have you joined the mission? And that's actually not a correct use of that word. The divine, the Tao, has a mission to bring love, peace, and harmony, to uplift the consciousness of humanity. That includes all souls. It includes your mom, your dad, your brothers and sisters. So in some sense, everyone and everything is in the mission. Okay? So that's very important, is use that word, you know, like, when, for example, oh, Master Sha's overall life mission is to transform the consciousness of humanity. Okay? So it's not about are you part of it or not, because everyone is part of it. So that's a very important one, because many people in the past have been confused when they hear that word. Okay, so the use of the word mission. The word karma. If you've noticed, Master Sha is more and more moving to the word Shen Qi Jing blockages. Blockages of the soul, heart, mind, and body. So we also want to create that shift in our communication, you know, blockages of the soul, heart, mind, and body. People will understand that more clearly. Yes, if you're teaching a more advanced workshop, you may at one point explain karma. But when we're out in the public, blockages of the soul, heart, mind, and body can connect more deeply to people. Next one is the word, even the word divine. One of my students here, when I moved to Toronto, she was the one that gave me an explanation, said, she gave me an explanation how when we use the word divine, that can, some people, it caused them to turn away. They have blockages, either through their background, through their experiences, or whatnot. Source. Just saying the word source. You know, much universal. Okay? And it's, again, it's not that you cannot use the word, but when is it the appropriate time to introduce that word. Past lives. If you've noticed, we don't do as many past lives readings anymore. Especially past lives readings that focus on hurt or harm. So readings, but this is true for especially for master teachers and those who are certified communicators, is our reading in public are more focused on positive transformation. What is the positive transformation that someone has experienced? So we're not doing past life readings very public anymore. Some people do not believe in past lives. Okay, so we just have to be aware of when we do that. It should be done more privately in a personal consultation for those who are certified in soul communication. So positive reading, only positive change, okay? The words, for example, darkness, dark souls, okay, can cause others to feel, no one really wants to hear that there is a dark soul on them or affecting them. Or there's darkness. I'm sure there's a few who may want to know that, but in general, when we're out in public, positive transformation, when you offer a Tao hand's blessing, when Master Sha transmits a Tao light field, and if we are communicating, we are only communicating the positive transformation that has taken place. Okay? The next one is hard teaching. I'll give you an example of something that happened in November. We had a very fairly new student here that came to Toronto for the event. And in our teaching, your soul standing is determined about where it's located in the seven soul houses. So this new student, she has a very high level spiritual background, but the teachings are different in her tradition. So she came to our retreat and she was sharing with somebody how she was having an experience of her soul coming out of our head. And one of our teachers gave this student a teaching to go do forgiveness practice because it was ego to think that. This new student was a bit hurt by that. They're not familiar with our teaching. So when someone shares an experience, we're not saying we need to be aware when is it time to educate the student about soul standing in our teaching. The most appropriate way to respond to that would have been like, beautiful experience. Tell me more. Just have the new person share their beautiful experience because that's their experience. We need to honor their experience. So we just need to be aware that everybody that comes to our events, whether it be with Master Sha or to our events as Master Teachers or your events locally, we all come from different range of background experiences, so we don't want to judge. There's always a right time to go deeper into the teachings and when you educate someone further, okay? The last one that I would like to mention before we pass it over is there have been circumstances where some of our teachers and students try to convince other new people that Master Sha is the only one, the only true teacher. We're not trying to do that. There are many spiritual teachers on Mother Earth. There are many enlightened spiritual teachers on Mother Earth. How do you do that? The best you can do is share your personal experience. This is my experience with Master Sha. This is why I study with Master Sha. So you do it through your own personal story. You don't need to say that he is the only one, the only true teacher. Okay, because if Master Sha honors all teachers. Okay? So those are a few key points that I wanted to share with you. Master Firuzin is ready now. Master Firuzin?
Hello, Master.
Yes, Master Firuzin.
Thank you so much. First of all, thank you very, very, very much for all the wonderful teaching that you have offered. And my apologies, I was late to come on call, so I apologize to everyone. And thank you for the opportunity to speak for a little while. We want to speak about how we present both ourselves and the organization that Master Sha has created with his own sweat, blood, and tears over the years, right? And all of us as well. This organization that supports everything that we do, our teachings, our philosophies, our events, our products and services, is truly a labor of love. So we want to encourage everyone to remember that that is the first and most essential and important quality to emphasize. So communication with anyone is both verbal and nonverbal. And sometimes, we don't have to say, I send you my greatest love to express our love. When you are in truly offering love to someone, it is so beautiful and so subtle and so warm that the other person just feels your love and support. So just be conscious of how you're expressing that love as well. And to also know that everything that Master Sha does has their roots in ancient wisdom as well as a new and modern and updated inspiration, guidance, blessings, and knowledge of Master Sha. So we have a very rich past and a very exciting future. And we have to genuinely be excited about what we do. And in order to be excited about something, we genuinely have to rest well so that we don't look tired, then we represent our best high energy, beautiful selves at all times. And it's important that when we present ourselves also to know that a lot of the wisdom that is presented in Master Sha's teachings have been celebrated for thousands of years. And the beauty and elegance of that is so rich. But also to realize that there is also so much research on meditation. There is so much research on alternative therapies and how that impacts both the human body and the spiritual development of somebody. And it is each one of our responsibility to update ourselves with that knowledge and wisdom. So while it's very important to be well-versed in Master Sha's teachings, because that is who we are, that is who we teach, I mean, that is what we teach, and that is what we live. You know, we live these teachings. But it's also important to have a core guiding principle and to understand how important it is to have research-based facts. So, for example, if you have done any research or have read any research on meditation, mindfulness, or even when you are approaching a certain target audience, whether it is in marketing or you're just talking to anyone, if you have research and knowledge of that research, of how when somebody meditates, there is research available that people who meditate for, you know, a long time have certain brain development that allows them to be more stable, happier, emotionally well-balanced. That automatically in itself impacts your relationships, right? So if you are a happier human being, your emotions are well balanced, you don't get angry, or we don't have worry, or we don't have anxiety, those kind of things are more controlled, our responses and reactions are more controlled. We can cite this kind of research when, you know, even when we are talking in normal life, and bring that wisdom in the way we speak. More specifically towards being in events, it is important to help us understand, you know, help yourself as well as people around you, especially if they're new, understand the elegance and the beauty of the teachings. And to do that in a very loving, peaceful and harmonious way, so that we are not creating anything that is confronting for somebody. We are not saying anything that challenges them so much in their minds and hearts that they feel compelled to give up this journey. In fact, the broader the way we approach things, and we approach things from the, you know, point of view of discovery, opportunity, and growth, then it is easier for people to accept us also. And true wellness truly resides at the end of the path to a healthy spirit. We know that. When the soul is healthy, when that message is clear, when there is beauty in our hearts and stillness in our minds, we automatically resonate that love. And that is what we want to present both verbally and through our nonverbal communication. We do want to help everyone and ourselves. This everything that we are saying is true for each one of us on the call also. So we also have to be more aware of that we are being relevant to somebody when we are speaking to them. Because if we are not relevant and if we're not helping them in the moment, and we hurt them or can make it challenging for them to accept what is coming towards them, then we create an unnecessary unnecessary pain for everyone, and struggle, mind struggle, which is the most important thing. Stay away from creating emotional and mental struggle from people. Allow them to have clarity. And that is truly the truest principle of Taoism, the teachings, you know, the following nature's way and discovering unity with everyone. So to help everyone, last year we introduced the Dao Chang Outreach Package to many of our master teachers. We are going to make that package now available to all of you on the call. So after this call, we will send this package out to the same email group that this invitation was sent to. You can review the material. The material is created from the point of view of approaching someone and actually being relevant to in the marketing of yourself, you know, your business and more. But it can be very easily interpreted and used and made relevant to real life. It has a lot of different kind of research. For example, as I was referring to before, there is brain imaging technology that scientists have found that the act of meditation, you know, engages the frontal lobe, and these connections directly influence the brain's limbic system. The brain's limbic system controls the emotions. So when you are inviting somebody for a Dao Chang experience, you can always bring that up. So there is a lot of beautiful research like that available. You can talk from the perspective of setting positive intentions, creating relaxation, awareness, a higher embodied consciousness, and all of that stress relief, better emotional balance, higher creativity, which is all a part of what we offer. So we're going to make this package available to everyone. You can read it. You can bring it into your daily conversations. Easier to change the way we relate to one another. Thank you so very much for the opportunity to speak with each one of you today. I'm very grateful. Master Francisco, thank you very much.
Thank you, Master Farizan, for all your service and wisdom knowledge that you bring to us. Okay, so our next speaker is our Master Cecilia, who is a Global Shen Coordinator along with myself. So she will like to also share some words of wisdom. Master Cecilia?
Yes, Master Francisco, thank you so much. Great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And we're so actually happy and excited about upcoming event with Master Sha. Great. And thank you for being here together. I just maybe share a few things coming into my thoughts. So the number one, what I learned through myself and also observing others in terms of how our language goes and how our communication goes is to really to set the intention. And what is the intention? Is the intention that we want to convince someone something, or is the intention we want to really help someone with something? And that's important that in the past years, maybe some of the challenges with the communication is maybe our intention was to convince someone to leave Master Sha, to come to the mission, etc. So maybe everyone has their own path. Maybe everyone needs a time for it. So first, I think we need to really set our intention right to what is our intention? Do we want to help the person or we want to convince the person for something? So if we want to help the person, then we need to allow the person to go through their process, to go through their path, to share our, give them our understanding. You know, everyone has their own time. Everyone has their own path. And the most we can do is to facilitate someone's path, but we cannot interrupt someone's path. We cannot force someone to go some way. I think that's fundamentally because behind the language is beyond what just we see. It's an extension of ourselves, how we think, how we set our intention, how we position ourselves, how our our aims are, etc. So it has to go to just in language. We need to go a little bit deeper layer to see what's the deeper layer of language. What is there? So first and foremost, really check our intention. Set positive and welcome intention. We want to help the person in their journey. We want to allow the person in their own process. And we want to give the person understanding and support on the way as much as we need, as much as we can. Sometimes even we need to maybe on the side to watch and just not have to force them to do anything, but we need to tone in to be and give them enough room that they can develop, they can walk through the path themselves as well. So the second thing I want to speak is there's a Chinese saying that I spoke sometime in the business training. It's a 知己知彼，百战百胜. That means that knowing yourself, knowing others, 100 battles, 100 wins. So the key of here for the language for communication, also for teaching, for different message, for outreach, it's all the same, is to build the bridge between ourselves and the others. So what is a bridge? That in order to build the bridge, we need to actually really think first from the receiver perspective, not from our own self perspective. It's we need to put them first in front of us. What do they need? What do they want? What is important for them? And that is a true service, not to not to keep, okay, I, this is what I, you got to take it. That's not the way to go. That's not the way we can open someone's heart. And I remember, even for, you know, this is also the process of developing the true heart of service, the process of our own journey. It's all called, you know, within that. But the key of that is to think from a receiver perspective and what they need, what they want, and then whatever they need is what we want. Then we take off from our toolboxes. So this is the beauty of Master Shah's teaching. He has all the arena of the teaching, has all the from a button to mountain, that's all there. But it's just like which toolbox we take it out, which message may be the best service to that person. And so we can step by step develop that sensitivity to think from the receiver's perspective. Give you example that when we did a training one time for Daotan training, so we had, everyone had a few minutes to speak about how they present Daotan calligraphy, pretending that we're going out to serve, to do an outreach, etc. And one person, he spoke very formally. Then I asked him, who is the audience? We also had a game, like you guess who your audience are. All the teams are guessing. So if we're guessing correctly, then there's a confirmation that the message is tailored to the receiver. And if everyone have no idea who the receiver is, then maybe the message has not tailored too well. And so in that particular case, he said he's talking to his co-worker. And but the message sounds like it's teaching, you know, this more formal way. And then we ask him, what kind of line of work do you do? He said, my construction work. Then we said, you know, then my suggestion is think from a constructor's perspective. If work construction is worker is a worker, so you cannot use too high language, too formal language to them. Then maybe something more casual. Hey, you know, it has to be more friendly to them, more casual to them. So they can open heart. They can feel, okay, you're on the same level. You're not giving a big teaching to them. That's one thing we do need to learn. It's not always the, it's just really be sensitive to the position, to the person's situations are. There is a time we may have a formal teaching setup scenario, we do that, but also there is a need for the informal setting of message and communications, that which happens more often during the retreat, and that's part we need to be more sensitive to. So second point is think from a receiver perspective to do what's best for them. The number three, the point is, what we, during the Daochang training, what we suggest everyone is to have a reserve three, like a way of language, vocabulary. So for instance, even for Daochang calligraphy, this is a Daoxian Daochang retreat. So we're going to speak a lot about Daoxian, Daochang, calligraphy, etc. So you can already start to brainstorm and what kind of language can you use. But basically there's three scenarios, for instance. The first one is the friends and families. When we meet with our friends and families, what the language we can speak? You know, it need to be personal, it need to be friendly, need to really warm and inviting, etc. So that's a friend setting of friends and families. And the second setting is to have a random encounters. So for instance, when we go meet someone on the street, or when we take an airplane, we meet someone, etc. So how to do with that? Sometimes maybe the Master Frozen touched us. Language touch all different way of communication, not necessarily all the verbal language. I oftentimes do when I, for instance, take an airplane is I would put the calligraphy card out, put it on the table, I would trace it, or I would just put there. And I may not speak to the person next to me, but most of the times, the person would ask me, you know, oh, what's that? What is this thing? They're interested. Oh, is that a calligraphy? they want to know more about it. Can you show me how you write it? Can you show me how you trace it? So in that way, it's much more inviting, you see, that they want to know more. It's much better than we push that to them. And this is another way you can, integrate into your activities for the events, communication, but also on your own outreach activities as well. The third setting is the teaching, where, that, for instance, master teachers, and some of you may have your regular groups, etc. Then you can be more formal setting, using more terms, for instance, Shen Qi Jing, etc. And like teaching, when we teach, we can use the Shen Qi Jing. But private speaking conversation, I don't use even that term too often. I use so heart and soul, so heart and mind about it. That terms, it's more easy to the people to receive. And if someone is more advanced, you build up the stepping stones and you feel the person's ready, then okay, you can mention more to the deeper level of the message. So, and that's the third point, is to start to build our vocabularies, and also the way we describe what we do for Dao Chang, for Dao Calligraphy, Dao Science, and in the three scenarios, like friends and families. The second one would be the random encounters, and the third one would be the formal one, it's teaching. So those are three scenarios. And also you can do the role play. We still have some time to prepare onto the events. And one thing we did that we really find beneficial was when we have a training with the team, with the master teachers, with the local center teams, is that we would do role play. So everyone had the chance to speak 2 minutes about Dao Chang, Dao Calligraphy, how are they going to present, what the message they use, what the word they use, etc. Then other people give feedback. That is actually, we found, is very, very beneficial practice. And you can do that with your team. And in San Francisco, what we also learned is after the training, then the team continues. Then you have the regular training as well. You can find your body. You can find someone team up. Hey, I want to team up with you. I want to do this exercise with you. Can I just speak for 2 minutes or 5 minutes about what I want to say about Dao Chang, Dao Calligraphy, about Master Sha? And can you give me feedback? Because we all have our blind spot, and we all have the things that we may not be comfortable about it, and we need someone else's insight and someone else's perspective to know, how that landed to the other person. How does it land to the other person? So this is in the one very efficient way, very, very useful way that you can utilize for your practice until the event. And even after the event, outreach is another topic for the year. Many people on the line is very advanced and very devoted. So you want to expand your services in that way, then you can utilize this tool to do that. Okay. So the final one is no matter which way, all those things we're talking about, the first one is to allow, to set the right intention, to allow, to give others, the other person, an understanding, allow them to go through have their own process, have their own path. Haven't in not only any religions, why we have a different religions, why we have Buddhism, why we have Taoism, why we have Jesus Christ and et cetera, all different religion, although the Tao not necessarily the religion, because people have different past lifetimes. They may connect more to their lineage, from the past lifetime. Then that leads them to eventually everything goes to the same location, goes to the same place. Let's say the Tao, the source. So that we allow everyone to have their own path. So respect to that and understanding. It's okay. So we just share our own experience, share our own insights, but still have enough room to allow them for their own development. The second is to think from a perceiver perspective and from customer perspective. Very important. Think from customer perspective. They are the center, not we are the center. So we're here to serve them. Then we need to see what makes convenient for them, what makes easy for them, and what they need, etc. So that would actually really alter the much bigger setting. And the third one is to have a three sets of vocabularies and languages, and that you can use for Daochang, Clickfeed, Science, etc. So that the three settings, the friends and families, the random encounters, and teaching, which is more formal setting. So those are some tools that you can utilize it. And find a body to practice, find a team to practice, give a feedback to each other. The last one is just remember, whichever we do, whichever we see, always try to deliver in a positive tone. And this is one thing very important. And everything, one thing we learn from Master, observe him, is that everything he turned to positive, everything he looked from positive, even from, you know, something unfortunate happened, but he can still turn around looking at a positive, make it positive. Because eventually, truly, everything happens in life is a pathway, leads us to where we are. And this is what the benefit of Master teaching. We no longer look at it from a good or bad perspective, but look at it as what the bigger picture, what is the benefit of it. The Chinese saying, 福非祸所依或是福所依, means that the fortune lays on some disaster. Disasters may be built the fortune. So they're all interconnected with each other. So important with that is to speak from positive tone, from positive attitude, from positive perceptions, and that will provide the upliftment that people need, and everyone would like it. Everyone enjoy it. I will come. Everyone welcome. Okay, great. So thank you so much, everyone. I'm so happy and honored to share a few personal experiences with you. Thank you, Master Francisco.
Thank you. Thank you, Master Cecilia. Okay, lots of information for everybody. So next one we have Master Patrick and Master Elena, who have been doing a lot of outreach in Hawaii with the Hawaiian team. They've been doing a really good job. They've also learned on what are some better ways to communicate. Okay, so we're going to have Master Patrick and Master Elena now join us. Master Patrick and Master Elena.
Thank you, Master Francisco. Thank
Welcome.
Thank you, Master Marilyn, Master Faruzin, Master Cecilia. Thank you, everyone, for joining this very important call. We're so excited to welcome everyone soon to Hawaii as we all gather for Master Shah's return to Hawaii. And I want to thank Master Francisco and everyone for putting on this very important call, because it is very crucial for us to as we prepare for Master Shah's return, because there will be a lot of new people that will be joining. And as you heard from many of the sharings today, it is very important on the way that we speak and the language that we use. As Master Shah, whatever Master Shah does, it's always to open the hearts, to open the hearts to the teachings, to open the hearts to what he is trying to share with humanity. But some of our words that we are used to using have and can actually close the hearts. And we've done a lot of outreach here in Hawaii, and we've learned from some of the mistakes that we have made, and we also learned from some of the successes that we have had. And so a lot of this, as Master Marilyn said, is and Master Faruzan, is included in the Daochang package that they will be sharing with all of you. I really encourage everyone to read it, because you will feel your own hearts open when you see the languaging that is in there. It'll make you feel comfortable to actually go out and talk to people about Dao calligraphy, Daochang, about Master Shah's teachings, and say it in a way that actually people can relate to, you know, without using the special words that we are accustomed to, that we hear in the advanced trainings that Master Francisco pointed out. You know, I encourage everyone to learn how to how we can speak to them without diluting the essence of Master Shah's teachings. And these are all available to make you feel empower, to make you feel confident, and also make you feel very encouraged to go out and share. And so, you know, we've learned a lot of things in our outreach here. You know, many things have already brought up, but, you know, and so, you know, even something like, say, soul power, which we all know is say hello. You know, you call in the outer souls and the inner souls, but, you know, someone that's very new may not understand that. And so, you know, it's what we've been using here, and we've learned this from one of our outreach, that we, instead of saying, you know, ask for a blessing from the calligraphy, or ask for, you know, the Buddhas and the saints and the saint animals to come down. We just say soul power is setting an intention of what you want to transform at this time. And, you know, Master Francisco also brought up that, you know who your audience is. So if you're talking to brand new people, then you really be gentle with them. But if you're doing a mix of brand new people and advanced students, like you may encounter or you will encounter Master Shah's event, you can also say, you know, for you advanced students, you know the deeper meaning of what soul power is, so you can silently do your own invocation, or not. I wouldn't even say invocation; just do your own practice. So, you know, things like that is just very, very important. But we know that it's going to be an exciting time to be with Master Shah. Again, I want to thank Master Francisco, Master Cecilia, Master Marilyn, Master Ferruzin for putting this this important training on. And I will turn it over to Master Orlena, who will welcome everybody.
Thank you, Master Patrick. On behalf of the Hawaii team and everyone here, we extend our warmest love and aloha to all of you from around the world who will be joining Master Shah's upcoming events this month. There is so much excitement in the air, and we are really looking forward to seeing each and every one of you. We have so many things that are planned and in store, and I think you will all find the magic that Hawaii brings when you come. So just from our hearts and souls, we cannot thank you all enough for the amazing job that you have done, you know, serving and spreading Master Shah's love. I think most importantly is that everyone, you just have to be yourself. And, you know, one thing that I learned was really meeting people where they're at. And when I really learned that in a very humble place and not putting any of my agendas on anyone or anything or having any attachments, I felt that was the time when we were able to open the hearts of new people, hearts of our community, and just really, like Master Patrick shared, just knowing who you're speaking to. And being flexible and open-minded and all of these qualities that each of you already carry. And so just, you know, share your love and your stories. And I know that this mission will continue to grow. It will flourish. And, you know, we just know that when you're all here very soon, that our whole life will become so special, so uplifted. Because to be with Master Shah, you know, it is really a magical time that we all can be a part of. And I'm just so excited to see all of you very, very soon. And we send our greatest aloha. So thank you, Master Francisco, and the whole team, the global members that have put on this most important call so that we can even spread this mission further. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you, Master Lena and Master Patrick. Okay, wonderful. So I have one more guest speaker. He's sitting right next to me, and he is an editor for Heaven's Library. You all know him, Master Allen. He'd like to just share a few words. He does a lot with the written word. So let us hear his words of wisdom for us.
Thank you, Master Francisco, and thank you everyone who has shared and guided us so lovingly and so well. It's a very important message that we all need to really absorb and embody. I wanted to share that the team just finished editing Master Shah's book, Greatest Forgiveness. I think you're all very excited get your hands on that. Unfortunately, because of the publisher's schedule, not ours, but the publisher's, The publication date is going to be August 27th. So mark that on your calendars, August 27th, for the Greatest Forgiveness book. But, you know, in some ways, Master Shah doesn't change his teaching. But very clearly, Master Shah is very flexible and very adaptable. So Master Shah is leading us to adapt in this way, too, with our languaging and our messaging. If you look at the book, you will never see the word karma in the entire book. He gives the karma teaching, you know. He gives the karma teaching very well, but without using the word karma. And he talks about past lives, reincarnation, but because he knows that would be a trigger for some people, that could just absolutely turn off some people, he put in like a, you could call it like a disclaimer. And he's done this many times in the past. He said, I respect everybody's belief system. If you don't agree with me, please keep your belief system. I honor your belief system. I'm just trying to share what I understand. So he's very flexible and very open. He does never makes anybody feel like they're not honored, not appreciated, not heard. So, you know, in making this kind of change, and it's a change I have to make myself, because as one of the longest-term students of Master Shah, I have the Master Shah language from before really deeply ingrained in me. But we can all make this change, and I think one thing we can all try to do is really listen before we talk. Okay, we have to listen to our students, our clients, our workshop attendees. And it's not only listening to their words, you know, we have to like listen with our eyes, like look at their facial expressions, look at their body language, listen with your heart. You know, how are they responding? Are they connecting with your heart? And we have to totally avoid like being anything that could be construed as like dogmatic or cultish. You know what? When people think Master Shah is a cult, what I point to is he's always said, you know, if I'm not the right teacher, there are many great teachers on Mother Earth. If I'm not the right teacher, find a better teacher. Bless your journey. So we have to be open to whatever people are ready for, and don't take people, don't push people ever beyond what they're ready for. You know, the whoever it was, and you know, we have total forgiveness, but whoever it was that said, you know, Master Shah is the only teacher, he's the only one, that is actually the total opposite of what Master Shah himself says. And so remember, be flexible ourselves. Remember the teaching on greatest humility. Ro ro bujang, be gentle, be soft. Do not fight, strive, or argue. Never insist, okay? We share what we have to share because we know it can help people, but we can never insist, okay? So I could say a lot more, but I thank Master Francisco for allowing me to be a guest speaker, and let's all do a good job together. So thank you all. Love you all.
Thank you. Okay. Somebody sent me a question that I read over. Is how do we help people with the books? You know, some of the books are very advanced. There have been from the Tao Association. You know the quarterly newsletter. There's been very good feedback that is more simple language and more relatable to people. So that's one way for you to look at that. There's also the 8 Steps to Unconditional Love. That was a book written also by me that came out, that was also a gift to many people. So there are other resources and tools before presenting Master Shah's book if you feel that is something that is going to be too advanced. Okay, so there are things out there. We just have to look for those. Okay? So we thank you all, and we love you all, and we look forward to seeing you all in Hawaii or on webcast, wherever you are around the world. So we love you, love you, love you, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. And let us close by chanting, really, really love you, everyone. 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 Really love you, everyone. Really love you, everyone. Love you, love you, love you, everyone. Bye-bye. Love you all. Love you, love you, love you.
All callers, this call has been recorded.